KBOEHornets.com/tickets. Don't miss Hornet and Lady Hornet basketball this season.
KBOE live and local, it is 8:51.
KBOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is Newsmaker 2.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Craig Barnwell feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. CB Financial.
Hi, Craig Barnwell with CB Financial. I've been in retirement and wealth planning for over 25 years. I can help you get the most sustainable income out of your Social Security, your 401ks, your IRAs, and your brokerage account. When you know what's coming in this month, next month, and every month, you'll be able to enjoy retirement to the fullest. Give me a call to set up a free, no-obligation visit. Retire happy, retire with CB Financial. You can reach us at 620-208-6777.
KVOE News Time 8:54, which makes it Newsmaker 2 time here today, and we're pleased to have with us Ken Weaver, National Teachers Hall of Fame Interim Executive Director. We have an online auction underway, and the big radio auction that we've been doing for over three decades is looming soon. Ken, yes. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm great, Chuck, and good morning, Ron, and thank you for in the earlier segment for interviewing students about for American Education Week. So this is Happy American Education Week to all of you and all the listeners. It is National Teachers Hall of Fame auction time.
It is rare.
The 31st annual auction, and our live radio auction is coming up, thanks with great gratitude to KVOE. This Thursday evening, starting at 6:05 p.m., KVOE 1400 FM and AM and 96.9 FM, live streamed on KVOE.com and televised locally on ValueNet Channel 3. Lots of opportunities to bid. 60 amazing items will be up for bid, 620-342-5863 or 620-342-1400. I hope I have those numbers correct.
You got them.
I do.
You do.
A new item I'd like to showcase from Mark and Angie Schreiber. Let's go horse racing at Churchill Downs.
All right.
Stephen Foster Day in the summer of 2023. A package for four people to experience Louisville, Kentucky and the Twin Spires of Churchill next summer. The race has not yet had a date set for it, but it's usually mid-June to the first week of July. On Thursday, you will tour the Louisville Slugger Museum and Factory, see one of Lou Gehrig's massive bats, then stroll down the street known as Whiskey Road to one of the many distilleries for a tour and tasting of their fine bourbons. Friday brings a tour of the Kentucky Derby Museum at Churchill Downs, followed by a tour of Hermitage Farm, where you will tour a horse farm and eat a lunch from their on-site restaurant. Of course, a tour such as this would not be complete without another bourbon testing, and then that evening, Mark and Angie will teach you how to bet the races the next day. Saturday is race day. We'll be in box seats under the Twin Spires for a full day of watching some of the best thoroughbreds race down the famous track. The successful bidders will be responsible for their own travel and accommodations, but Mark and Angie will provide transportation around Louisville and nice dinners in Louisville Friday and Saturday night. So that is one of our new items. Yes, Ooh. Yes, wow is right. And speaking of that, this is for four. There are other items. We think of auction items, and maybe we're thinking about individual purposes. Or a reminder to the audience that we have other items for groups. So, for example, the tour of Dynamic Disc Warehouse, that's for up to four people, and each individual in that group will receive a personalized commemorative disc from Dynamic Disc. Admission for four people for goal seat tickets and four passes to the Hornet Hangout Room to a doubleheader basketball game of the bidder's choice during this current ESU basketball season. Admission for 10 to an ESU baseball game this spring with pizza in the Hannah Clubhouse Pavilion for all 10. And we have a lasagna dinner for 8, shrimp boil for 8, a gallon of ice cream, cookies, and two pies from Evora Wheeler. Two tickets to a Las Vegas Raiders game at Allegiant Stadium for the 2023 season, so looking at next year. Your choice of game, so imagine watching the Chiefs play in Las Vegas.
Yes. That'd be nice.
Four tickets to a KU basketball game with a parking pass. Also, in addition this year, for those who want to support the Hall of Fame induction activities in Emporia for next June and do so monetarily, there will be an auction item for donating money. The National Teachers Hall of Fame Board of Trustees and a donor have put up a match of $5,000 to add to whatever is being contributed on this Thursday evening. To see a list of the amazing live auction items, go to the Hall of Fame webpage, which is www.nthf.org, and click on the auction news button link. The list includes the order that the items will be displayed in and who donated them and their retail value. The amazing items for the online auction, which is currently going on, can also be seen at that link, as well as the URL to access the online auction. The online auction has six more days to go, concluding next Monday at noon. Many, many thanks to all of our amazing auction partners and also to our generous corporate sponsors, including KVUE, which has donated the Sports Broadcaster's Dream and 15 Minutes of Fame, the Emporia State Federal Credit Union, Caldwell Banker Real Estate, Tyson, which has donated 17 Angus Beef Rib Roast, Longbine Auto Plaza, which has donated a full detail and maintenance package, and Carrie's Diamond and Bridal, which has donated a beautiful pair of 10K yellow and white golden diamond dangle earrings.
My goodness.
Also, one of our trustee sponsors has donated four nights at any Hilton hotel in the U.S. So...
Well, Ken, great job. You've answered virtually all of our questions. That was nicely done.
Yeah, well...
We don't often get this kind of help.
Well, you've trained me well. So thank you.
It turned out... Well, I do want to touch on, the fund-to-need option and opportunity that people will have during the auction, because there are a lot of times, bidding on items, or you may see something you just don't need, or you got outbid, and you still like to make a donation to the Hall of Fame, and you'll have the opportunity to do that. We'll have increments, and it'll be part of the auction. About three-quarters of the way through, I'm guessing, is when that will happen.
Nice.
And you'll have an opportunity to call in or text in what you would like to monetarily donate to the Hall of Fame. And as Ken mentioned, I think a very important piece of this now is the matching money that has been thrown in there that really makes a difference.
This is the first time that we've included this item. And the audience may not know that the National Teachers Hall of Fame is governed by a board of trustees. That's 13 individuals, some from Emporia in Kansas, but the rest and most from out of Kansas around the nation. And they have embraced this opportunity. So I've been delighted to see this kind of support from our trustees. Like I said, they and a donor came up with a $5,000 match. So.
You know, the other thing, too, which that signifies is kind of an increasing emphasis not only by the board but also, past inductees to submit items here for the auction, because I think that's kind of developed as an emphasis point for the last 5 or 6 years.
Not only donating items or providing items. So, for example, Mary Murray is going to has an item that actually we've divided into 5 2-hour time sessions for to receive math tutoring, but they're also instrumental in alerting their friends, participating, bidding themselves, and so we have a National Teachers Hall of Fame, and so they're helping us kind of develop a national audience.
Well, and you mentioned 60 items, Ken, on the live auction block.
60 items on the
live
auction.
That'll be happening. So a bit fewer than we've had in the past, so we should be ending a little earlier than we normally do. So basically what I'm encouraging you to do is get on it from the start, as soon as we start at 6:05, because we do try to progress quickly to get through the items. And as Ken mentioned, you'll be able to call in at 620-342-1400 or text in your bids to 342-5863. And we'd like to take a moment, too, and thank all of the volunteers that will be helping out at the industrial branch of the Emporia State Federal Credit Union, members, volunteers for the Hall of Fame. Emporia State Federal Credit Union always has a lot of staff members, and we have a lot of folks here from KVOE that help out in pulling off this event technically, and to make sure everything is done. In fact, they started working on the technical aspect of this yesterday afternoon to make sure everything's going to be a go coming up on Thursday night. So a lot of people it takes to pull something like this off, and it's all for a very great cause. That's why we do it, to benefit Emporia's own National Teachers Hall of Fame.
Yeah, thank you so much. And I would also like to add to the list of volunteers, the PEO Sisters are lending a helping hand this coming Thursday.
And all the funding, Ken, too, before we get done, and remind folks here that this is all helping out the induction process for next year.
Correct. And that induction process includes transportation from where the new inductees, so we induct five a year, transportation for them and up to one guest to Emporia, and then the lodging for them while they're here. So they'll arrive the Monday of induction week, and then induction week culminates. I believe that Friday is June 16th. With the induction banquet and ceremony, where they move from inductee status to member status and become members 151 through 155 of the National Teachers Hall of Fame. And then, of course, the meals that they will have here. And we started a couple of years ago. Carol had this great idea of identifying host families. What a difference that has made to the richness and the depth and the breadth of the experience the inductees and their families have while they're here. And, of course, when we have meals, we provide the meals for the host families as well. So it's a big deal. And, again, the inductees, they come from a week in Washington, D.C., where it is just, you know, at the Capitol with leaders, national leaders. And then they come to Emporia, and at the end of the week in Emporia, they say universally that the week in Emporia was more meaningful. It was just, in fact, it's just been a week that they've never, ever experienced. And that is a testament to the quality of people and the value that that Emporia places on teaching and education. I mean, I, again, can't thank KVOA enough for having children come on to commemorate American Education Week. And that's why the auction is this Thursday. It's another way for the Hall of Fame to elevate the prominence of American Education Week to the listeners of KVOE.
Well, we're really excited about it. Again, the 31st radio auction here for KVOE is Thursday. Don't forget as well that you've got the online auction going through noon Monday. Find out more details on both nthf.org. Again, the radio auction here on KVOE begins at 6.05 p.m. Get ready. Get bidding early. We're going to be hopefully raising a lot of money here for the National Teachers Hall of Fame and the induction process for next year. Ken, thanks much for joining us again, and looking forward to Thursday.
Thank you so much, Chuck. Thank you too, Ron.
All right, again, Ken Weaver joining us with the National Teachers Hall of Fame as we get close to the end of the morning show here today.
And our Newsmaker 2 brought to you this morning by CB Financial. Retire happy. Retire with CB Financial. See Craig Barnwell at 517 East 6th. Craig feels the income is the outcome that matters. Call Craig at 620-208-6777 for a free consultation. It's 903.
Are you looking for a fun and rewarding full or part-time career?